Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 25. But the Word. Now this follows on directly from the previous discourse. It follows on directly in Peter's statement here. Verse 24 of 1 Peter chapter 1. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall. Yes, the weakness, the frailty of man. And this is where I ended up in the previous discourse. But we come in now to the word but. This is how Isaac Watts put it. Time, what an empty vapor 'tis, and days how swift they are, swift as an Indian arrow flies, or like a shooting star. The present moments just appear, then slide away in haste, that we can never say they're here, but only say they're past. Our life is ever on the wing, and death is ever nigh. The moment when our lives begin, we all begin to die. Yet, mighty God, and so he goes on. And that's the point. Yet, but. And this is how Peter puts it. All men are like grass, all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fall. But there's the contrast. What a contrast. What a small word. But what a mighty contrast. But the word of the Lord stands forever. Man is withering, failing, falling. He's fading away even as he lives. He's dying as he lives. But God's word stands sure, fixed. His promises are sure. His word is dependable. You can rely upon it. You get this again in Watts. I'll find another hymn from Watts, and this is what he says here. The Lord Jehovah reigns and royal state maintains, his head with awful glories crowned. Arrayed in robes of light, begirt with sovereign might and rays of majesty around. Upheld by thy commands, the world securely stands, and skies and stars obey thy word. Thy throne was fixed on high, before the starry sky. Eternal is thy kingdom, Lord. Thy promises are true, thy grace is ever new, there fixed thy church shall ne'er remove. Thy saints with holy fear shall in thy courts appear, and sing thine everlasting love. Yes, God's word, his promises, his statements, his doctrine, dependable, reliable, true. Man is so feeble, man is so fading, man is so weak, God and his word so strong, so reliable, so dependable. Oh, what a warning, unbeliever. Heed this warning. Act upon it now. Who are you resisting, this mighty, unchangeable, unchanging God and his word? But the word of the Lord stands forever. His warnings about judgment, his warnings about eternal perishing are true. His promises, invitations stand freely for you. Act now upon those promises and call upon the name of Christ and be saved. Oh, brother and sister, what a word for us. How precious is this word. We may trust upon God. We may rely upon his word now and always. Isaac Watts again said he wanted some solid ground to build upon, some rest upon. And here it is, the unchanging God. I, the Lord, change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Not only does God not change, his word does not change. Man's word, man's opinion, fading, weak, hopeless, helpless, but God, reliable, sure, and steadfast. What a God we have. Let us go on rejoicing, brother, in our troubles, trials, disappointments, and fears. The Lord knows the way that he takes and the way that we take. May his blessing be upon us then, as we rely upon his sure and steadfast word. What more can he say than to you he hath said?